This must be why Hollywood calls them creative types. Variety reports there's a movie in the works that combines a novel by Jane Austen and aliens. It's called Pride and Predator. Bob Mondello is ready to review it even before it's been shot.
I can see it now, Elizabeth Bennet drifting airily about her garden, contemplating her sister's engagement and preparing to write a letter to her friend Charlotte, when suddenly two figures appear.
Mr. Doss?
Him she recognizes, but the other one?
I did not expect to see you, sir.
Costumes and carnage, and it appears an actual genre is in the works here. A book has been announced called Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, no doubt soon to be a movie, in which Miss Bennet will be subjected to a little flesh-eating.
The mode of your declaration merely spared me any concern I might have felt in refusing you had you behaved in a more gentlemanlike manner.
Social brutality meets the bone-crunching kind, and of course the 19th century had other ways to scare people. Lots of swooning and lace in the Dracula story, remember? Which has inspired a novel called Jane Bites Back, where an undead Jane Austen will try to bleed the folks who've bled her books for inspiration. And though no one's announced it yet, it's hard to imagine the Bronte sisters will be left out. Jane Eyre's moody, blind, one-handed hubby has always had a bit of the Byronic monster to him, and who, after all, could resist the werewolf of Wuthering Heights. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.